Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From illustrated graphic novels to picture books full of fun facts, the demand for creative visual stories for children continues to grow. And here to tell us more about their appeal and how they help children connect with the world around them, I'm joined in the studio by children's author Shane Hegarty and illustrator, author and comedian Aoife Dooley. You're both very welcome. Lovely to have you with us. And Aoife, I was telling you as you sat down that my seven-year-old read your book cover to cover at the weekend and was so proud of herself. And that's kind of the point, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's just amazing to see kids pick up graphic novels now and be encouraged to read graphic novels. And there's just such a big sense of accomplishment when they finish a book as well. Because, like, as we were talking about, it could be like 300 pages and they can read it in like less than 2 hours sometimes.
That was her whole joy, that it was a long book that was solid and big, but she managed to sit down and read it herself in one sitting from cover to cover without anyone helping her.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's such an accomplishment, and the kids get so excited when they finish a book as well and they've the next one. So it's like, it is what it's all about, I think, yeah.
So for you, Shane, how important are the pictures?
Well, funny, I was thinking about it on the way in, and I have to say, Aoife's books are hugely popular in my house as well. And there's one thing about, you know, just having the pictures and the story and whatever in it, it has to be good.
Yes.
And I know that the reason Aoife's books are so popular in my house is because they grab from the first page and all the way through.
Yeah. And there's a hair competition in the most recent one, which was really important in our house.
But I find that I was thinking about this, and I realised I used to read a lot of what we kind of maybe now call graphic novels when I was younger. So I was a big Asterix fan.
Oh, yeah.
I used to read Tintin. I used to read the Marvel comics. And in fact, went back as an adult and bought a lot of those older comics, real man-child stuff, when I was older. And then my son started reading them as well. And so in some ways, I think it's always that interest in pictures has always been there with everyone. But what's happened now is maybe we finally caught up to an extent so that kids, you know, kids start with pictures a lot of the time. You know, picture books they start with are obviously kind of picture books. Mm-hmm. And then there was a stage when I was younger where it kind of jumped from pictures into words. And now we just have so many absolutely brilliant books that put the two things together.
Yeah.
And you can really see that. You walk into the bookshop now and sure, they're just jumping off the shelves.
Maybe as adults, we don't really get it. Because I remember when we in our house were stuck in a dog man phase, I was sort of panicking about that, going, he's too big to be reading that book. He needs to read other books and stop rereading them, and they're picture books. And I didn't need to worry. It's great that they're reading, right?
It is. And what happens is that they find, I think the one thing that parents often and adults often worry about is sort of what they're reading.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, you have to be guided by what they want to read. And I know from in my own house that the kids in my house read different things. Some love the really illustrated books. And then, I have a girl who just loves the big, thick novels. And so they're kind of, you know, I think sometimes what they can do, though, is they do act as that really great introduction into books as well. So if they are struggling, and if you are struggling as a reader, or you're worried about your a young reader in your house, just bring them into the bookshop, and you will find they might gravitate towards those graphic novels first, and find a lot in them. And sometimes they'll just stay with those, and sometimes then it'll kind of lead them on to, I mean, so many of the books now are very graphically illustrated anyway, even the ones that are sort of more kind of traditional chapter books.
Yeah. And Aoife, for you, is it enough for a parent to bring the child into the library or the bookshop? Do you have to know what you're looking for?
I think it's changing now. I think, like, when I was younger, I think, like, you know, a teacher wouldn't dare read a graphic novel in class. Like, it wouldn't even be considered a book, I think. So, like, now that's changing. And I think that, like, the content in graphic novels as well can be, you know, it can have really good messages. And I think teachers are using that now in schools to kind of teach kids, like, about, like, certain topics and, you know. And I think they're just becoming, I think we've just caught up with ourselves, like what Shane's saying. I think it's always been there, but people are now seeing how useful and how effective they can be and how inclusive they can be as well for other kids who may not be able to keep up in a class, and you can read the book together. So I think graphic novels are magic.
Yeah.
I think they're magic.
How does it start for you? Is it the story first or the picture?
Oh, it changes all the time. It's like I might see the story in my head first and then I'll do a few pictures based on it to see how it works. But typically how I've been doing it is I write the script first and then I do up the panels and rough sketches and then the illustration. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Because you know sometimes when you have your favourite book adapted for television or film and you switch it on, really going to enjoy this, and the lead character looks nothing like the person you'd pictured in your head, and it's a disjointed experience. Does that concern you at all?
No. The amazing thing, so I've been lucky enough to work with brilliant illustrators in my books. So with The Shop of Impossible Ice Creams is Jeff Crowther.
We've just gone back to that in our house, I was telling you, yeah.
And I've never met Jeff. I've never met him. He lives in the States and everything is done remotely, you know. And then I've worked with Ben Mantle, who does the boot books. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, what happens is that I write the story and then Jeff or Ben has got those books. And they've added to it. They've kind of taken this thing that's in my head and they've made it better.
But do you not get a picture sometimes? This has to happen occasionally where you go, no, Limpet doesn't look like that.
There might be a little bit of tweaking, but what if it's always really reassuring when it comes back in a way that reflects what you had in your head. And I think it shows that it sort of reassures you that the story is strong, but also that the illustrator is getting it and they're bringing so much to it. And when I talk to classes or festivals or libraries or wherever I am talking to a group of kids, the amount of times that I'll be talking to them about the story and I show them loads of the pictures. So I really rely on those pictures and, you know, on the presentation that I show them. But they'll have drawn the pictures themselves while I'm talking to them. And you realise that the visual element is so important to them and they really respond to it. So when the two things come together like that, and I'm always amazed by people like Aoife who can do both things because I cannot
do
it.
You need to show them how to do both.
But the kids really do respond to it. And you'll know this, Aoife, you're younger than me now. There's much more of a visual thing. This younger generation is far more visual anyway because they're so used to screens all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're so used to looking at kind of moving images and pictures and all of that all the time. So I think they definitely respond to it in a way that's really noticeable.
Does that play a role, Aoife, the fact that they're seeing more pictures now all of the time on devices?
I think so. I think that's another reason why I think graphic novels are so digestible, because this, I don't know if this is a bit controversial, but I feel like with social media and stuff, I feel like people's attention spans has got smaller. So,
for sure,
you know, I think it's easier to read a book in a day than it is over the space of a few days. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a bad thing when it comes to kids, because kids are still reading. And it's like, you know, kids are looking at books going, okay, no, I can still read this. It's like, you know, but I do think that plays a part in it. Yeah, with social media and just how fast we digest things now. It's like sometimes, like, you know, you might not stay and watch like a 5 or 6 second video. So it's like, yeah, I think that kind of...
You have to capture them and reel them in.
I think so. But I do agree with Shane though as well. Like when you work with the right illustrator, they sometimes just get it when they're reading the story. Mm-hmm. And I've actually seen this on the opposite side, where I've been working as a writer with someone else who's an illustrator on a different project, and I've seen them illustrate a story that I had done, and I'd never been on the opposite side before, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So I know exactly where Shane's coming from, where he's like, oh yeah, no, I can see these characters, like it's like exactly what I was kind of expecting.
And what happens then is the kids, when you meet the kids, they often have written stories and they've drawn and illustrated the stories themselves. So when you give them something that has all those elements to it, they often take them and then sort of turn them into their own thing. And the amount of times that I meet kids and I ask them, what do you find the hardest thing about writing a story? And they often say coming up with an idea. That's the main thing. And yet they so quickly come up with ideas when you give them the opportunities. And then they find that the pictures really help that. It gives them that sort of extra thing that they can add in. So lots of kids now will write their stories in school and illustrate them and turn them into books and all of this. So I think it's great that they, in some ways, I think they're probably more almost kind of creative than certainly I was when I was younger, and a lot of, because I think they just feel that a book is more than just the words in a story. It's about everything that goes around it and all the pictures in it.
Which is great, you know, to consider that, particularly, you know, there seems to be, well, in some people's heads, there's a battle, isn't there, between digital and print, you know, and books. Do you see it that way, Aoife, that there is a battle?
Well, I'm kind of on the fence because I work digitally, but I prefer print. So all my work is like made digitally, but I prefer print. I don't know. I just think there's something nicer. Like maybe it's just with graphic novels. I think there's something nicer about holding it and actually being able to feel it and see it and it's there. I think with like on the Kindle, for example, if you're like reading a graphic novel, okay, it's handy, but I don't know, it's not the same. I prefer reading it.
I tend to agree with you, but I feel very old-fashioned. So you being younger saying that makes me feel better about myself.
No, my house is full of books still. Like it's, I won't be getting rid of them anytime soon.
But they're beautifully printed. There's a reason why when you walk into libraries and bookshops that they're there right in front of you and they're in the windows because they add such life to the buildings. And the other thing that's worth saying is there's brilliant Irish books. So there's the likes of the Millie McCarthy series by Leona Ford, which has Karen Hart's drawings in it. You've got Nina Peanut, which is Sarah Bowie's. You've got Evil Duck, which is Chris Judge's. These are fantastic kind of silly, crazy stories. And they have that sort of Irish element and that Irish humour. And so people... A lot of kids obviously know Dog Man and they know Diary of a Wimpy Kid and they know all those books that are sort of the big international...
The huge ones, but there's loads of great Irish ones.
There are fantastic.
Delighted you mentioned them. The Lonely Beast, that's Chris's as well, isn't it?
It is, it is. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book. And Chris's drawings are so distinctive and you see them all around the country in graphic design or whatever. But as much as that, like the likes of the Millie McCarthy books take Irish subjects. If the sports day, they have
the Irish dancing disaster. We've all been there.
So, you know, so there's that. And Aoife's the same. You've always had that in your books.
Yeah, we're also getting more female perspective. We're getting more female illustrators and writers who are making books now who are getting the opportunity to do that. And I think that's a really big thing as well because they're like... You can relate, like children, like young girls can relate to these stories because it's written by women then and, you know, things that they would have experienced growing up. So I think that's kind of like a big change as well. I think that's a great thing as well.
Now, we have to mention the Dublin International Literature Festival because that's happening between the 16th and the 25th of May. And you're both taking part in these events, family and children's programme. So Aoife, you'll be talking about Squid Squad.
Yeah. So I'm going to do an interactive event with kids. So it'd be a little bit of drawn and then I'm going to see if they can give me prompts to draw a fish at the end. So we're going to create our own deep sea creature at the end of that. So that's going to be really fun.
Sounds great. Yeah. And for you, Shane?
On Sunday week, I'm doing an event on my new picture book with Ben Mantle called The One and Only You, which is a fact book with only one fact in it. And like that, like all my events, it's sort of very interactive. We'll have drawing in it. We'll have lots of fun. And I might even read two books in one event. This great thing about picture books,
you can read them quickly, can't you?
You can read it quickly. You can do it twice. You can read out a book, Dexter Loss's Boo Boo, last year. So you can picture books, whatever about reading a whole book in a day, you can read them in 5 minutes.
And you're both very unusual adults in that it doesn't fill you full of fear to face a room full or a group of children.
No.
Great way to be.
They're brilliant. The amount of times that I leave a young audience full of kind of, I suppose, enthusiasm and ideas and a sense of what they love, because they will tell you. If they've read your book five times, they will tell you. And I'm sure you have this, Aoife, as well. I think all authors get it's a nice thing. They'll always say, you're the best author in the world.
Ah, that's great, isn't it?
You know, we could all do with a bit of that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure they inspire you as well, because you're going to have children, as you say, who've read your books a couple of times and they're going to tell you what they want next.
Yeah. Oh, to be honest, like only after getting into this in the last couple of years, it's changed my life working with kids and like just like them talking to you and telling you what they love. And it feels so rewarding and it's like so nice, like doing the workshops. It's like, I agree with Shane's,
And I'd recommend people go to Aoife's event, all the events in the festival, and just have a wander around, and you discover so much. Every time I go to a book festival, I discover new books, new authors. And you always find your new favourite book.
Great joy. Well, listen, if people want to find out more about the Dublin International Literary Festival, do a Google on it. You'll find all of those events. They're all free and you'll meet people like Shane and people like Aoife and you'll have a great time. Aoife's book is called Squid Squad and Shane, your book is The One and Only You, and both out now. Thank you so much. Great to have you both in here. Back after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.